Good day. My name is Michelle. I'm here for the Market Watch on Nova's Business Report. Today, I am speaking to Helena Mbuthi from First Rand. Helena, we are going to talk about inflation today, a hot topic, big on the election promises, at least in the US. And I think maybe we can start off with some definitions where when people hear inflation is coming down, they actually expect prices are going to come down. But that's not right, eh?
No, definitely not. Thank you so much for having me, Michelle. As you mentioned, inflation is quite a hot topic in Namibia as well. I mean, and that dynamic that you're experiencing, we get a lot of questions about that right now in Namibia. And as you rightfully mentioned, inflation coming down doesn't necessarily mean that prices at the shop are coming down. Inflation is essentially just an increase in prices. So you calculate it based off of your year on year. And that number just tells you at what rate it's coming up. When prices are coming down, that's what we call deflation. And that's when the number is actually negative because inflation prices are not going up at all. They're actually coming down, which would be negative. So the 3.0% that we're experiencing in Namibia now means that prices are coming up, are still going up, but not at the 5% that we were experiencing in 2023. They're coming up by a slower 3% now.
Okay, so that's inflation that used to be 5, but inflation is now slowing to 3.7%. So prices are still going up, but just not as fast. If you wanted prices to come down, you say that's deflation. So what is the disflation?
Yes. So disflation is just inflation that is slower than what we're experiencing. So right now, so inflation is, the concept of inflation is essentially prices that are coming up and just the calculation of that. Disinflation now describes what's happening to those prices in that calculation. Disinflation just says that prices are going up at a slower pace. And then deflation means that prices are not going up at all, prices are coming down. So inflation would be the overarching term for both of them. Yeah.
And then very briefly, before we get into the actual data, the difference between headline inflation and core inflation.
Yes. So headline inflation is your overall inflation number that we generally talk about. It includes all of your basket items, and then your core inflation excludes your transport and food prices. And that's normally just because of the fact that those prices tend to be a lot more volatile. So core inflation will exclude your effect of the oil prices, for example. And that just gives us a better understanding as to what's actually underlying, happening in the economy. If you only look at the more stable components of inflation versus the volatile ones. So core inflation is a better measure really as to how much inflationary pressure the economy is really feeling, excluding volatility.
Okay, so we are experiencing decreasing prices in petrol, diesel. So that is then, for example, deflation, right? But that's only included in headline earnings, not in core inflation.
Yes. And that is why we're seeing what we're seeing right now in Namibia. So in Namibia right now, inflation decreased from about 3.4% to 3.0%. And that's headline inflation now. And that decrease is due to a deflation, so negative inflation in the transport category. And that's in line with what we've been experiencing. I think all consumers have been experiencing the continuous decline in domestic fuel prices that the ministry has been announcing for the last couple of fuel price announcements. So that essentially means that the price of fuel is actually coming down in Namibia right now, and that's causing inflation to come down. But core inflation, so if you look at inflation without food and transport prices, is actually sitting at about 4%. And what's driving that core inflation, it is your rental costs. So your housing and utilities, your rental cost is actually quite high right now. And that's due to increased demand that we've seen. As reported in our rental price index, is due to increased foreign demand that's coming into our market. So because of the fact that rental prices are quite sticky, you are seeing that increase in your core inflation, even though headline inflation is decreasing.
Yeah. So core inflation then also decreased or not?
No, core inflation actually increased. So core inflation reached 4.0% in October 2024, which is slightly higher than the 3.4% in the previous month.
And then when petrol prices are coming down, surely that effect should also then go to goods that we buy that are being transported.
Yes, but that normally comes with a lagged effect. I mean, if you think about, as a business owner, when your petrol prices, when your input prices come down, you're not necessarily going to adjust your goods prices at the same rate, unless demand warrants it, right? So if people are still willing to pay at these current prices, it's going to take a while before shops decrease their prices until the demand effect comes in. So until people start demanding less of their goods, and then they decrease prices to cover that demand. So that's the thing with inflation. We always say that, you know, even when inflation comes down, it still takes a while for that impact to actually be felt at the shops.
Yeah. Do we still have the supply chain disruptions as we used to have and the effects of those? Or what are driving, aside from the rental prices, what are otherwise driving inflation?
Yeah, so inflation in Namibia right now is mostly really driven by your rental prices and your food prices, but it's also just a general global inflationary trend. So Namibia is a net importing country, and a lot of our prices are sort of guided by global dynamics in general. What we have seen is just a general increase in prices on the globe since the pandemic. And that was also really due to just a lot of net savings and people just spending more than anticipated during the pandemic. And while that has come down, it still hasn't sort of come down compared to historic rates. So the fact that prices are high in Namibia right now is not unique necessarily to Namibia. It is something that we've seen across the globe that is almost like a phenomenon that happened, an unexpected phenomenon that happened after COVID. So that is something that the world is still trying to deal with and try to figure out, what is the right level of inflation that we need to consider now? Because, I mean, the pandemic did bring about a structural shift, and it did change a lot in terms of macroeconomic dynamics. So I wish I could say, you know, there's one thing that's pinpointing and really driving inflation, but I would say that it really is a global phenomenon, that generally inflation is quite elevated, and the central banks and most markets expected it to be much lower by now. So.
Yeah. And I guess also, you know, I think there's an expectation that actually prices must come down, not only inflation. And you wonder if certain goods that we buy on an everyday basis that has been so inflated after COVID, as you say, will we ever get to, or is this just the new normal? But maybe just the last question to Yelena is now on the cutting cycle. What do you think that will now do, the lowering of interest rates? What effect that will have?
So, the world is generally starting to lower interest rates, and the Central Bank of Namibia is starting to do the same. So we're expecting two more cuts, right? So another 50 basis points until we get to about 6.75. The thing about that is another 50 basis point cut is relief, but for me, it's not still enough to completely change consumer behavior. I think given the fact that inflation is still high and prices are still quite sticky at the shop, you might still find that more cuts will be warranted. However, again, as I mentioned, we are in like a globally high inflation rate. So central banks across the board are sort of thinking of relatively historically higher terminal rates, but then also looking at holding before making the decision to continue an easing cycle. So at this point, although I think it will help with, you know, providing some level of relief, I do think that we will still be with the strained consumer until we start to see relief beyond that. But when that relief beyond that will come, we'll have to see if after you give the 50 basis point cut, if it doesn't cause any, resurgence in inflation, because it's also another risk. We don't want to cut interest rates too quickly, and then inflation goes back up, and then we sit with a hiking cycle again to try to close it.
Yeah, with the same problem. Yelena, thank you very much. That's unfortunately all we have time for. Until the next time, thank you for your insights.
Thank you so much, Michelle. Always happy to be here.